Well, this week, Ken Ward and Jay O'Hara walked into a courtroom in Fall River, Massachusetts, to go on trial for blocking a tanker carrying a shipment of coal. Now, they don't deny using a lobster boat to block the freighter. Their defense was going to be that the threat from coal to the planet called for their action. That necessity defense usually covers just an immediate threat. Legal experts didn't think they'd win. The prosecutor didn't think so either. So in an extraordinary move, he downgraded their charges and then strode from the courtroom to tell the defendant's supporters he'd see them at the People's Climate March in New York in a couple of weeks. Bristol County DA Sam Sutter is with us now from Rhode Island Public Radio. And Sam, you know, prosecutors often reduce charges, but you dropped these because you sympathized with them?
I would say more than sympathize. I agree with their position. I naturally disagree with the action that they took because it was in violation of the law. But at the same time, I have to say that there's a long and storied history of civil disobedience simply in our lifetime.
Yeah, but a part of civil disobedience is that you step up and you go to trial. And in fact, there was a little bit of disappointment on the part of some of the supporters of these men that they wouldn't get that chance to, you know, put their case forward in a trial. But what if every prosecutor decided that, you know, I sympathize with the protester who might have broken a law, crossed the line, so I'm going to drop the charges? I mean, explain it further to people who might worry that this sets a precedent.
First of all, remember, they didn't get off scot-free. They did have to admit their responsibility for a civil infraction, and they did have to pay costs in restitution. I believe that the disposition that that we came up with did uphold the law. It did meet the concerns of the taxpayers of Somerset, but it also manifested my agreement with their philosophical and moral and even scientific position.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, just back to that idea that because a prosecutor agrees with a protester's position, they drop the charges. What if somebody who was anti-abortion dropped charges against people who stormed an abortion rights center or prevented people from coming into that center? That's essentially what happened with stopping coal to come in for people who believe they needed that coal to heat their homes. What if those prosecutors decided to drop the charges?
Well, respectfully, I disagree because, number one, the charges weren't dropped. The charges were reduced to civil infractions. And in fact, Robin, district attorneys have been encouraged by legislators in Massachusetts to reduce more misdemeanors to civil infractions to save money. How to save money? In this case, that didn't apply, but to save money because of court-appointed attorney costs. This was the ideal case, not to necessarily drop, although that's the way it has been framed, but to reduce to a civil infraction. They did say they were responsible for breaking the law, and they did agree to pay $4,000 in restitution. Secondly, with respect to the other examples that you just cited, those examples, I think, involve risk to others. In my view, this did not involve that kind of a risk. So each incident is different. Were this to happen again, then obviously those who would do it again would be on notice that this was what I did the first time, not necessarily what I'm going to do the next time.
What about the defense? They were going to be using this necessity defense. Now, in 2008, there were about a half dozen Greenpeace activists who were acquitted of criminal damage charges after they broke into that coal power plant in Kent, England, and painted on one of the smokestacks. They did use the necessity defense, and they won. Now, people have said that this might have been a great opportunity to see if defendants could have used it here in the U.S. It might have been a stretch. The argument against would have been climate change is not an immediate threat, although some would debate that. But Bill McKibben was expected to testify at the trial. Now there's not that opportunity. Do you think they possibly could have won on the necessity defense?
Well, let me start off by saying I'm a great admirer of Bill McKibben's.
In fact, you brandished a Rolling Stone magazine
did that,
when
that,
you came out of the court. Yeah,
that is an inspiring two-page, three-page piece titled A Call to Arms and inviting, urging people to come to New York City next weekend. The fact is that as a lawyer, I didn't think that they were going to be able to meet the burden to be able to even go forward with the necessity defense. I think Judge Macy was going to say, you haven't met the threshold burden that you need to meet to go forward. That wouldn't have met the concerns that were motivating me.
By the way, have you heard anything from the state? I mean, is this legal? Do you worry about getting sued by the coal company? The city, again, that was disrupted is receiving the fine payment, but Do you worry that someone else is going to come forward and sue you for not carrying out your duties for them?
The district attorneys in Massachusetts are independent authorities. So we have a duty to uphold the law. But beyond that, we can't really be reviewed unless we breach some ethical rule. And clearly, I didn't. Am I concerned about being sued? Am I concerned about what my colleagues might say to me? No, I'm not, because I took the action that I thought was right. This crisis calls for bold leadership by those who have the great privilege of serving the people. And it is a great privilege that I have. Those aren't just words. I feel that every single day. This gave me an opportunity to act boldly. I like doing that, and I'm going to continue to do that on behalf of the people of Bristol County, whether it's in fighting gun violence and gang violence, Robin, or whether it is standing and expressing my agreement with the position of the protesters who believe that climate change is a crisis right now.
Bristol County District Attorney Samuel Sutter, thank you.
Thank you.